If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello and welcome to Vegas Never Sleeps. I'm Stephen Maggi. This week's show features a couple of writers from the Las Vegas Review-Journal discussing two of the hottest topics in town, big-name singers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Up first is entertainment reporter Jason Braceland discussing new rules for big-name entertainment, no phones allowed. Jason will go into more detail in a moment. Later, hockey beat reporter Steve Karp tells us all about the biggest story in all of sports these days, the expansion Vegas Golden Knights, now one of the winningest teams in the National Hockey League. Steve explains the how and why. And finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, just keeps breaking story after story, beating newspapers and television to the punch. How does he do it? He'll explain later.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
They're building great entertainment venues throughout Las Vegas. I mean, you kind of wonder if this is going to turn into a world-class version of Branson, Missouri. It's now not just gambling you come to, but it's entertainment. And with all this, we're also seeing a different attitude. And Jason Braceland, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, is with us once again, this time to talk about something that kind of annoys him. And I read it, I laughed a lot, but I realized that it annoys me too. Let's talk about, Jason, what Jack White is doing. So when you go to one of his concerts, it isn't by any means something you can do whatever you want there. He's going to set up some rules.
Yeah, he has a new policy now where you actually have to seal your cell phone in these kind of like restrictive bags that you put them in when you walk in. They lock your cell phone up and you can't take it out at all during the show. If you try to, they kick you out. So kind of a new thing. I mean, the comedian Dave Chappelle has been doing it in the past, but of course, you know, comedians are a little bit different. They have material that could get out there and kind of spoil upcoming specials and whatnot. So it's not a completely unprecedented thing in terms of performers doing this, but within the context of a rock show and certainly something a little bit different and, kind of a polarizing thing. Some people like not having cell phones at shows. Other people feel like they should be able to, carry themselves the way they wish.
Well, it's kind of arrogant, I think, for a performer. You're paying big bucks to go see these guys, like somebody like Jack White. I mean, it's not cheap. You know, who is he to decide what you can and can't do? I mean, as long as it's not literally in getting in the way of somebody else's good time, isn't that kind of out of their, what do they care if somebody sends a picture? I don't do it, but I know a lot of people do.
That's my thoughts exactly. And I mean, look, if you've gone to enough shows, you've probably been around somebody who's rude with their cell phone, you know, holding it up in front of your face, whatnot. It happens from time to time, but for the most part, most people know how to handle themselves. They're not rude to their neighbor. It's the same thing with alcohol sales at a show. I mean, of course, at every show, there's probably going to be some guy who drinks a little too much and it's, you know, maybe obnoxious, but that doesn't mean no one else in the place should be able to have a drink if they so choose. And so for the artist to demand that you can't, to me, it's kind of condescending. It's telling people that they don't know how to act, that they're going to necessarily be rude, which I certainly think is not the case. I think most people know, hey, I'm going to take my cell phone out. I'm going to take a couple pictures here and there to remember a show that I paid a lot of money for, and that's that. I don't see it as some big distraction. And again, I'm somebody who goes to shows for a living. It's very rare that I see people, really bothering their neighbors. So I think it's a bit over the top and kind of condescending. And I think you used the right word, arrogant. I'm not sure why, he feels the need to do that if he's not getting enough attention. But that's kind of on the performer. If he feels like people who pay good money to see him aren't paying attention to him, well, I mean, that would speak to the performance to me. So I don't know. I mean, I wrote the story, and some people like the idea, but for the most part, I think most folks, don't really like being told what to do like that.
Well, I liked your article because it had, had humor to it as well. And what it made me think of, Jason, is, I hear people say, and I agree with this sometimes, that, gee, it didn't really happen if I didn't take a picture of it. But at the same time, you maybe look at it a different way. Well, if I allow this, then it's not the special live event. I mean, when did all of a sudden this thing become so special? I mean, they do the same sets, by and large, everywhere they go. What's so special about it that it can't be filmed or, like you said, take a couple pictures or what have you?
Yeah, and again, I could understand it a little bit more with a comedian, say. Because again, Dave Chappelle kind of started this practice. But comedians tour before an album comes out, before a special comes out. And so if people were to go and record it and put it on YouTube or whatever, that could affect album sales. That could affect the people that, I tune into the special when it comes out because it's new material. But to your point, exactly, when it's a musician, they're up there, they're playing, similar set lists every night. People know the material. People know the music. So you're not necessarily spoiling anything. You're not hurting their bottom line. So, again, I see it the way you do. I don't understand why it's so upsetting, especially when I think if you added up all the time the average person, spends at a concert, taking pictures, it's probably about 60 seconds for a whole 2-hour performance. I mean, again, if you pay good money to see something, you're not going to stand there with your cell phone in the air the whole time. You just want a couple things to remember it by. And so, if you're not bothering other people, I don't understand why it bothers the performer so much. And what I also wrote in the piece too, I did go see a concert in December. There was another band, a punk band called The Misfits, who had a similar prohibition. It was the first time I'd ever seen a show under this context. And I'm telling you, it really did not make much of a difference at all. I hardly noticed it. I mean, it wasn't like, I would freely acknowledge if it changed the atmosphere of the show and people were somehow more tuned in or anything like that, but it wasn't. I mean, anytime you go to a show, people are there to see that artist. They're already excited. They're not distracted. So I don't think it really enhances the atmosphere that much. I mean, I'd be all for it if it did, but I really didn't notice a difference, and so I'm not sure quite what he's after with this.
It seems like a power trip sort of to me where, hey, my stuff is so important that now we got rules, and it's just...
Exactly. And that's kind of what I took issue with, too. I mean, we're sitting here talking about it, but, the announcement that he made on the ticket page was just really obnoxious to me. It really speaks to your point. I mean, he said, hey, something to say, hey, for one night you can put your little gadgets down. It was just so... It's just so condescending and it really self-important. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, too. And, I mean, again, this is a show that costs $100 to see, which is not, that's not a small thing. And, when you add drinks or whatever and, a babysitter or if you've got kids, I mean, going to shows nowadays is a major investment. And, why would it bother you? It seems to me like it would be, an honor. Maybe that's too strong of a word, but for people to take pictures of you because they enjoy you so much, it doesn't seem like it would be something that would insult you or bother you. It seems like it would be a compliment.
Right, and now it's such a part of the culture. I mean, we have to admit it. Everybody takes their phones. If you ever go on a plane or a bus or a train, you'll always see people. Everybody's looking at it. It's one of those things you kind of have to accept. I mean, we can't zip back to the 20th century.
Yeah, and I think, to your point, I think it is a generational thing because the artist. That the few artists that have kind of complained about cell phones up to this point at their shows are older rock bands that kind of, they toured for many years before cell phones became so, you know, widespread. So I get it. I mean, they came up at an age where this wasn't an issue at all. But, you know, you kind of have to evolve. If you go to any shows by, you know, younger artists or pop, you know, any pop artists, I mean, they almost encourage it. They want it. They want that social media presence. They use that as much as anything to keep marketing them. So, you know, it is certainly a generational thing. But I don't know. It can be a part of a fun. And of course, I mean, we all have to acknowledge, I mean, yeah, they can be, you know, people can be distracting. People can be rude. So, I mean, I'm not acknowledging that, but, you know, I think that's the exception more than the rule. And so that's why I think people should be trusted a little bit more to you know, yeah, understand that they can handle themselves at a show.
I agree. Well, you know, the last time you were on, you were telling us about some of these great venues that were being put up, the Park MGM. You talked about the Cosmopolitan, and it just looks to me like they keep building more and more. I was looking at a list of like 11 different venues that were going to put up, like that have just come in the last couple of years, 200,000 seats. Is this going to become like a Branson, like I said, in the open, where, you know, so many people are doing residencies now that you could have, could care less about something like gambling, come out and go see three or four acts, or maybe kind of like the music's version of Broadway in New York?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we've certainly seen that in the last few years. I mean, this is becoming a destination market for, you know, not only top-notch registries, but we're getting more and more music fests. There's going to be another big arena that's built around the Venetian that's going to open in the next couple of years. Obviously, we've got the big Raiders Stadium coming in 2020, which I think that will have, you know, some of your big stadium concerts from time to time. It's interesting. There's this a resale market called Vivid Seats that puts together an annual report on what they think the biggest music city is going to be that year, given on ticket sales. And Las Vegas was named the number one music city for 2018. So it's starting to become, you know, much, much more of a destination market. Now, we've always been like an okay touring market, but now we're getting, you know, folks really coming into town more and more and more for these residencies, for some of the music festivals we're getting. And it's becoming a real sea change. It's moving away from kind of like, you know, people used to come here for the big Cirque shows and the kind of the production shows, and those are still here, but they're not opening like we're getting these new residencies, be it Bruno Mars or Cher. It's really becoming, you know, the town is really becoming centered on that. So to your point, certainly a big sea change in the last really 3 or 4 years.
Back with more from Jason Braceland, entertainment reporter from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchin.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3? A pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are chatting with Jason Braislin, entertainment reporter at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. All of a sudden now I can go see The Who, maybe at one place, and then go and see something like Chicago, some great old band from there, and kind of mix it up, and then see some young and upcoming entertainment. It's really kind of an interesting way, and it just strikes me as Las Vegas, once again, diversifying, you know, because they know there's a lot of casinos all over the world, but and there always will be casinos in Las Vegas, but I think this is just another way to make this town different.
Yeah, and you get to see them in, you know, you get to see some of these big stars not only here, but in a very different environment than you would in other places. So, for instance, we're talking about Bruno Mars. You know, Bruno Mars tours heavily, but he plays, you know, 20,000 seaters. So when he comes to your town, if you live in Cleveland, he's playing in the big, big basketball arena where the Cavs play. When you see him here at the Park Theater, it's in front of 4,000 people. It's a much more intimate environment. So not only do you get to see these big stars, but you get to see them in an environment that you're not going to see elsewhere. And a lot of times they'll do, you know, some special flourishes maybe in the set list that you wouldn't see elsewhere, because these artists know that people are coming in town. They're making a weekend out of seeing them. So they're not going to necessarily put on the exact same show that they do on tour. So different environment. Different set lists sometimes. It just adds a little bit more of a unique experience that makes it worthwhile for you. You know, again, even if Bruno Mars is coming to your town, you're going to see something completely different here, and that kind of adds a little value to the experience as well.
Well, it is exciting. I know big fans of the Foo Fighters were telling me that there's some talk about them doing one of these residencies at a place like the Cosmopolitan, and every night having a different set. And I mean, boy, that's something different. I mean, you could see where somebody could go in three, if they love the Foo Fighters, three, four, five times in a year just to see these different shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the end goal. And I mean, for the band, it's great because, I've obviously interviewed a lot of bands that do these residencies, and they love the fact that, you know, they can be in one place, you know, for a few nights in a row. You know, they can leave the production up. They can add elements to it. To your point, they can tinker around with the set list. They know that the people that are coming to see these shows are the diehards, and you can treat a diehard crowd a little bit differently than if you're playing in front of a more general audience. Maybe you can pull out some deep cuts, some B-sides, some kind of special songs that you know that's going to be really special for the fans, but maybe you don't want to play that on your average show in Iowa City, you know what I mean? So I think that the band seems to love it, and I think that the crowds do as well. So it's really a nice mix, and we're starting to see higher and higher profile acts do this. You know, obviously Bruno Mars was kind of like the big one, but the Foo Fighters would be perfect, and they would be huge. I mean, they sold out the show here on New Year's Eve at the Cosmo instantly. I mean, that would just be a huge deal to get a band that can play, you know, stadiums in other markets, you know, do a special show here. And we're seeing that this spring. I mean, Kenny Chesney, who sells out stadiums in other markets, he's playing a 4,000-seater here, the joint at the Hard Rock. I mean, that's something you're not going to see in any other market anywhere, guy that can draw 50,000 people play in front of 4,000.
Yeah, and, you know, final thought, maybe this is a kind of a return to the days of course, certainly different venues, but like when the Rat Pack used to come in and then they'd have some people that would come and see him and they'd get up and mess around. And I could just see that in some of these cases, like you say, where somebody could, because they're also in town, go over and watch a show. I mean, and that makes it even more exciting for people because who knows what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And again, everyone, you know, the musicians love coming here. They're treated well. The crowds are big and adoring. So you could certainly see that. I mean, that creation of that environment where, you know, you see a little bit of intermingling of all these big stars. And as more and more venues come up, I mean, you know, every weekend there's multiple shows. So I certainly think you could see some of that crossover, and it would just enhance the experience even more.
Well, and one thing that will enhance your experience coming down to Vegas is to read what Jason's writing, because you'll find out all what's going on in terms of the big acts coming in and what's hot around town. So, Jason, how do we follow you? Where do we go?
Just check out my stories there on LVRJ.com. That's the Review Journal's website. And we have tons and tons of entertainment news every day, really, not just myself. We've got a big, good staff here. So if you're coming to Vegas, please check us out. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Thanks so much, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time now to talk Vegas sports, winning Vegas sports. Who would have believed it? Everybody was saying if the Golden Knights could win 20, 25 games, what a great season. Well, they've done quite a bit more than that. And with us to talk about and find out why is the beat writer for the Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Review Journal, our good friend Steve Karp. Well, Steve, what happened? I mean, we were talking about this before the season, and you were an optimist, and you were saying, if they could win 25 games, that'd be a great season and that sort of thing. Did you ever, in your mind, ever expect what's happened so far?
I'd be lying if I said yes, so I'm not going to say yes. I think I predicted 29 wins, and I was being generous then, because I didn't think they'd have enough scoring, and I didn't think their defense would be playing as well as they played. I knew Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, assuming he stayed healthy, would steal a few wins. And, you know, like everyone else, the way the team was made up, I figured, okay, they'll tread water, come trade deadline, they'll move a few pieces, get some assets back for the long term. And if they make the playoffs, great. If they don't, it's still a pretty good season. But this is exceeded and surpassed anyone's wildest dreams.
Well, you know, one of the things you told me, Steve, is they got the right coach. I remember right when they had him, you felt good about him.
Yeah.
It's been a good fit, hasn't it?
I'll tell you what. Gerard Gallant's going to be the coach of the year, and rightly so, because these guys just love playing for him and his staff, and they make the game fun for these guys. They don't overwork them. He's got his finger on the pulse of every guy in that room. They all respect him. They all like him. And you know what? They like each other. Their chemistry is really, really good. And I know we're going to talk about the trade deadline in a moment or two. But I don't know that you want to break up this group of guys right now the way it's going. And Gallant had a lot to do with it. You know, he plays all four lines. He plays three sets of defensemen. They've all done a good job. And you know what? When a guy gets hurt, someone's ready to step in and do the job. And I'll point to Ryan Carpenter, the former San Jose Shark. If you remember, he had kind of a cup of coffee with the Sharks. He was an undrafted free agent 4 years ago by San Jose. He really didn't get a chance to play here, but he got his opportunity in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and he's played really well. He's scored his last two games. He's on the penalty-killing unit, and he's really working hard and fitting in nicely. So I guess that next-man-up mentality has worked all year, especially with the goaltending when Fleury went out with a concussion back in October.
We'll have more from Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Mangi.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates of flash.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the beat writer covering the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, you hear the term team chemistry in all sports, but this is one case where not only were these are making the right picks, but it just gelled. I mean, and it gelled right from the start.
You know, when they put this team together last June, it wasn't just for what they could do on the ice as hockey players. They looked at these guys as individuals, as people, what kind of makeup they had emotionally. Could you rely on these guys? Are they going to go off on their own, or are they going to buy into the team concept? Are they going to work well with others? And, man, they have really, really come together as a team. They bond. They do stuff together. They stayed in Washington last Sunday, watched the Super Bowl as a team. They do team things. They have breakfast together at their facility. Guys come early. They stay late. They work out together. They push each other. And like every good locker room, there's a lot of good-natured kidding and ribbing, and it never crosses the line. And they've got a fabulous leadership group of Derek England, of David Perron, of James Neal. You know, veteran guys, Fleury, of course, guys have been there and have won Stanley Cups and understand the importance of good chemistry and a good locker room as vital to a team's success on the ice.
You know, you mentioned the trade deadline, and before the season, everybody was figuring out the trade deadline would be get rid of some of these veterans, get some more young people in. But that whole philosophy's changed, hasn't it? I mean, how do you avoid this? I mean, you're not just a possible playoff team, at least as of right now, one of the best teams in the NHL.
Well, I think General Manager George McPhee said it best. We're probably not going to change anything because why would you when it's working so well? And, yeah, obviously, like I said, when they put this group of guys together, there were several unrestricted free agents whose contracts were up at the end of the season, most notably James Neal, David Perron, and two guys who you figure, okay, we could move them at the deadline, get a couple of picks, maybe get a young player back, get rid of their contracts. We don't have to mess with them when it's time to negotiate. But, you know, they've been two of the top guys all year.
Yeah.
You can't trade them. So, basically, those are your rental players. Neal and Perron are your rental guys, and at the end of the season, I'm sure they'll decide whether or not they keep them or let them walk. But both players have told me they want to stay. They love playing in Las Vegas. They love the fan base. They love where they practice, and they certainly love their home rink. And they love their teammates and the coach they play for. So I think if you're Neal and if you're Perron, you're going to get your money. And then I think it becomes a question of term. Well, how long will you be able to stay in Las Vegas? I'm not sure that George McPhee wants to do anything long-term, but, you know, if you're Neal and if you're Perron, this is probably your last opportunity for big money. It becomes a business decision for both sides of it, but I think right now everyone's putting that on the side and is focusing on hockey, and I think that's the right way to do it.
Well, you know, talking about the right way to do it, if you're going to run an expansion team, I think Bill Foley has done such a tremendous job, again, not only on the ice, but, you know, you mentioned the practice facility. And from what I understand, it's the envy of the league. I mean, this is worked at every level.
You know, you walk into the building and it oozes of class. It's like going into a high-scale hotel or apartment building, and you just feel right at home and comfortable. And that's what they did for these players. They've got the very best of everything, and for the fans, it's easy to get there, plenty of parking, and, I mean, they get 1,000 people to watch practice. Who ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah.
I've been around the game for just about all my life. I could never recall a team that had people show up to watch a practice on a consistent basis the way the Golden Knights have drawn fans to their facility. And so, but you know what? It's also their in-game presentation. You know, they've done it right. They create an electric atmosphere before the team ever even steps onto the ice, and they have fun with it. It's a lot of components that go into it, but they all seem to mesh well together. The gears never grind, if you know what I'm saying. It's a really good thing. And you know what? The Raiders are coming in a couple of years, and they're going to do their own thing. It's the NFL. But, you know, we've got a WNBA team coming this summer. We have a USL soccer team, which is starting its season this week. And they see what the Golden Knights have done, okay, in terms of promotions, in terms of marketing themselves and getting out in the community and being visible. And I'll tell you what, the Knights have set the bar extremely high for these other teams. And they're not major league teams. So, you know, the WNBA is the top women's league in the country. But the point being, these teams have to work really hard to impress the fan bases that they're going to attract because of what the Knights have done.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole country's noticing. You know, there was a quote I heard from one of the guys on the Columbus team, and he said that the Knights play with arrogance, but he meant that as a compliment, not as an insult. Yeah. And is that just extreme, you know, like a confidence to the point where we feel like every time we take the ice, we're going to win?
It is. And Nick Foligno was the one who said it, and he was right. He said this team has a confidence about it that every time they step on the ice, they believe they're coming out with a victory. And that's what they should do. I mean, they've proven to themselves that they can compete with the best teams in the NHL. And why wouldn't they want to go ahead and play with that little edge and that little chip on their shoulder? They should. And, you know, other teams have also noticed it and brought it up. And it's I think it's to their benefit that they have that going for them.
What about Fleury? I guess he's really the established star. I think Sports Illustrated said, you know, Elvis has come to the building. He kind of is that kind of guy, right? I mean, he's a great guy, and he's really somebody that's been there.
Well, the night he was drafted by the Knights in the expansion draft, and he was in the building, he got this huge standing ovation. His fans were chanting his name. And so right away you knew that he was going to be the most popular player on the team with the fans. But then the next day he shows up and does a clinic with a bunch of kids at the arena and continues to do things in the community. And I'm not talking just about after the October 1st shooting. I'm talking about on a regular basis. I would anticipate that he and his wife, Veronica, will do some charity things in the Las Vegas community, much like they did in Pittsburgh. I have no idea how long he's going to keep playing, but I think while he's still playing in the NHL, you're going to see him continue to do the things that endear him to the fans and to the communities he's lived and played in. He's a special guy.
Yeah, when you talk about a special guy, Foley says, you know, if we do this thing right, maybe in 3 years we make the playoffs, maybe the Stanley Cup Finals in 6. And I love his comment. His comment back was, well, why wait? And, I mean, is that telling the truth? Is that seeing the through the crystal ball?
Hey, look, you know what? He's the owner. He should think positive. I mean, but George McPhee is in charge of reality. And he knows how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup. You know, he came really close his first year in Washington. People forget that. And he inherited that team. And yet they almost pulled it off and stuff. So, but he knows how hard it is to go the distance and win the Cup. So you'll never see any proclamations from George McPhee. But what you will see and continue to see with him is this never-ending work ethic and desire to make it a reality. And he and Kelly McCrimmon, assistant general manager, Vaughn Carpenter, their director of player personnel, and their entire hockey ops staff I mean, there's no award for, there's an award for Champion of the Year. But if you were to give an award for organization, hockey people, this team would win it, going away. I mean, what they've done, the rules were set up for them to succeed, but you still had to do it the right way, and they did. And I don't know that people are giving him enough credit. It's not just that. They've laid the foundation for a culture of success that's going to go well beyond this year, no matter what they do in the playoffs. Okay? I mean, they've got people now, if you're a free agent, you need to look at Las Vegas. You need to look at playing for the Golden Knights to maybe continue your career. Now, look, I know that John Tavares is probably staying with the Islanders, okay? Mm-hmm. But when the Islanders were in town a couple weeks ago, somebody asked Tavares if he would even consider playing for the Knights. And he said, he was very diplomatic, obviously, and said all the right things about the team, but he didn't dismiss it out of hand. And I think that's a telling sign to me that, if some of the best players in the league would look at this place as a place to continue their career, then, somebody's doing something right. Remember, these guys talk all the time, players. They talk all the time, and, they ask the Golden Knights players, what's it like? How's it been? What's so special? And when the Knights players explain to them what they have at their practice facility, the way the home crowd is on game night, and just living in Las Vegas. Remember, it's tax-free. You're not paying state income tax, and the weather's nice. You don't have to worry about it being 30 below like it was last Thursday in Winnipeg, or 9 below like it was in St. Paul last Friday. I mean, you've got an environment where you can enjoy going to work every day. That's what's happened with this team. These guys genuinely enjoy going to work.
Back in a moment with more from Steve Karp, the Vegas Golden Knights beat writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. What are you dragging, a tank? Now, how do you do? Hey, you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are talking to Steve Karp of the Las Vegas Review-Journal about all the excitement surrounding the Vegas Golden Knights. And what we're seeing here isn't necessarily just special for the NHL. You know, I've been a sports fan all my life. I've, you know, loved the history of all the different sports. I don't think there's ever been something like this, an expansion team in any sport that has had this kind of effect right out of the gate. Is there? Can you think of any?
Well, no, there's been nothing like this in Major League Sports, and it's a great story, and it continues to write itself with every day. It really is remarkable, and it's been so much fun to be a part of this and cover. Remember, I was doing this long before they were even getting a team.
Yeah,
I was covering the whole process of Bill Foley trying to, you know, get Gary Bettman to convince the owners that they should put an expansion team in Las Vegas. And so this has been quite a process, and now you're seeing it come to fruition the way it is, and this is not going to be a one-trick pony. This is going to be good for quite a while, I think.
Well, I love reading your stuff, Steve. One last question before we go, though, I got to ask you, because people ask me, is this like a fairy tale we're going to wake up from? I mean, some people keep waiting for this long losing streak. Haven't seen it. It looks like, you're not going to guarantee any kind of like, you know, hoisting the cup. But at the same time, it doesn't look like there's going to be this huge collapse that people were waiting for either. What do you think?
No, I think the way they're built and the way they manage their losses, that it just won't allow itself to manifest itself. I mean, they might lose two or three in a row or four, but it's not going to be like 9, 10, 11, 12. They've just got too many good players, and they're just too well coached for that to happen. But as far as how far in the playoffs they could take this thing, and you know, when you have a goalie like Fleury who's been known to steal a series, much less a game, you're never out of it. And I think that's something you're going to have to think about when the playoffs start in mid-April. I mean, if Fleury's healthy and he's on his game and he's getting hot at the right time, and he's played very well, by the way, since he came back from the concussion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put anything past this team, including going all the way to the Stanley Cup final. I mean, they made a believer out of me.
Well, you and, know, yeah, I remember guys like Grant Fuhr, as good as those Oiler teams were, and they were really good, man, he'd get on a roll in the playoffs, and they were unbeatable. I mean, maybe this type of thing could happen again. A goal. This is one sport where one guy can kind of drive you through.
Every team that's ever won a Stanley Cup has done so because they had a hot goaltender at some point during their run to the Cup. It may have been for a game or two or even an entire series or, in some cases, an entire playoff run. But you're not going to win the Cup without really good goaltending. And the Knights and Marc-Andre Fleury have that guy who can carry them all the way to the Cup. And I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm just saying the pieces are there for it to happen.
Well, this is exciting, and it's great reading your stuff. Steve Karp, he writes in the Review Journal, follows the team everywhere. If we want to follow you, I love following you on Twitter, Steve. What's your handle again?
Yeah, anybody wants to follow, go to at Steve Karp RJ, and certainly at ReviewJournal.com, you can read all our coverage of the Golden Knights and the NHL.
And we will chat again around playoff time. Thanks, Steve.
Anytime, Steve. Nice to talk to you again.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your way, you gotta jump and jive and bend your way, you gotta jump and jive and bend your way, you gotta jump and
you're getting
jump,
to be
jiving,
quite famous around the area. You're driving people in the TV and newspaper business crazy, and I love it, because you come here and tell us this stuff. You're breaking these stories. How do you do it? And not only that, do these people come and tell you? I mean, you're on a TV show. I guess they're like me. They're just happy that you're associated with them. Is that just from really knowing all the right people? What is it?
Well, I just find the whole world of Las Vegas so fascinating. It genuinely is a pleasure to dig into stories or get tidbits or nuggets that the traditional media don't have. I love driving them crazy. I get a perverse pleasure from beating them to the punch and sharing stories that people care about before anybody else. And it has a lot to do with great sources. That's a huge, huge factor. And that happens just over time because when I was doing the blog for the first couple of years, I would hear a rumor and I'd share it. Might be true, might not. But over time, the sources have gotten better and they trust me. They know I'm never going to burn them. So they share with me. I don't know what they get out of it. They probably get that perverse kind of enjoyment as well from beating the traditional media. But it's just, I think they see how much fun I'm having. Like, I'm having fun. When I break a story like Lady Gaga's residency, or I break a story about a zip line, or whatever it is, they see that I'm having fun with it, that it drives people in public relations crazy. And I think in Las Vegas, there's just always been this way of doing things. It was very traditional. If a press release would come out and everybody would kind of print the story the way it was in the release, but nobody has time for that anymore. It's not interesting. It's not fun. Sharing a rumor or a story before it goes live and everybody else has it is just more fun. It's more engaging. And I think they like that even if I get serious news, I'm going to make it snarky anyway, so it's a little more digestible. But that's kind of the answer is I'm having fun. I do this as a hobby. I don't need, you know, there's nobody who's the boss of me. There's nobody who gets to tell me, don't share this story or don't be snarky about it. So they like the independence of it. And I just love driving them crazy because there's people in public relations who they're pulling their hair out. And I love every minute of it.
Just one follow-up to that. You don't do hatch jobs. And, in fact, if anybody any of your regular readers know, you love this town. I mean, it gets you excited. So it isn't like you're trying to find dirt necessarily. You're just talking about what's really going on in a lot of people's favorite city.
It's true. I sometimes will try to steer people away from something that I don't care for. But I'm not trying to put anybody out of business. I'm not trying to create any uproar about anything for the most part. I'm just trying to showcase things, and I'm trying to make someone's visit better, more efficient, save the money. I really am just trying to look for those stories that people have interest in and kind of show it off. And there's little discoveries that somebody who's visiting might not ever know about. If I don't write about it, I'll go dig something up, and now it just makes their trip better, and they have something to talk about with their friends. Gets everybody excited about Vegas, and when people are excited about Vegas, that's good for me. They have to go to my blog. And I just really get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Thanks for joining us this week. Next week, you'll meet a very talented musician, David Perica. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva Las Vegas.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.